My guest at this time is Brian Ash of the Capitol Steps. It's one of those rare occurrences throughout the year that we have the privilege of having Brian with us. And sir, how are you?
I'm very well. That's very kind of you to say. I don't often get that kind of praise in this position, but I'll take what I can get.
Exactly right. Brian, of course, with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And it's interesting, Brian, that it really wasn't until this week with the awful story from Japan. Libya couldn't get Charlie Sheen off the front page. It couldn't be a budget impasse here in Washington. Riots over union stuff in Wisconsin. Nothing could bump Charlie Sheen, it seemed like, for a long time. But amazingly, it has happened. But my guess is he'll be back before some of these other stories are.
He absolutely will be back. I guess that the terrible earthquake does have a bit of a silver lining in that it finally did get Charlie Sheen off the front pages. Although I'm not at all surprised if you sort of see him jetting off to Japan thinking that Tiger Flood can prevent the reactors from leaking any more radiation or something crazy like that. Yeah, you know, the whole Charlie Sheen thing, it's one of these situations where Hollywood kind of takes precedence and the craziness of it is just so prevalent that it's almost unbelievable.
I know. You watch
almost unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. You've been around long enough to know that.
Howdy. No kidding.
nothing's impossible, as I have. So the Capitol Steps have kind of merged two of these stories that
you wouldn't. This is one of these great situations where politics and Hollywood sort of come together and try to see just who's going to be a little bit nuttier.
Here we go.
Charlie Sheen!
Mo Omar?
Yeah.
Oh, man!
What's
hey.
Up, man?
What's up?
How have you been doing?
So-so, okay. How about you, Gaddafi?
Oh, I'm not good. The people, they're all out there in the streets protesting me.
Oh, no, it's here. No, don't cry. Here.
Thank you. But I tell you, these people out there protesting me, you'd have to be insane to protest me.
Well, I'm in.
Oh, not cool, man.
Sorry.
But you know, people have been comparing us lately. You know, I just don't think we're that close. No. You know. You don't send me Twitters.
Hey, you don't check your emails.
The Evites you promised to send never came.
Well, I mean, there's so many ways to spell your freaking name.
I know, right? Is it K? Is it G? Is it Q? But no U? Honestly, I don't know.
I don't know either. I remember when, despite all of the booze, I was saner than Tom Cruise.
So he jumped on a sofa on Oprah, so what?
Hey, support Scientology, and that takes some guts.
You believe Scientology?
Nah, I'm not that nuts.
Who knows what the future holds in store?
Hey, if you come live with me, then you always could win.
We're both good on TV. We could do that again.
We've been offered a series called Really Mad Men.
Or How I Met Your Mullah.
Clyde Claymore.
Come on, let's go with a girl.
Let's go. Oh, Brian, you know, just before I talked to you, I literally did this. I took a quiz from, I think it was the UK Telegraph. They had 10 quotes, and you had to determine whether it's from Gaddafi or Sheen, and I only got 5 out of 10.
You know, you did better than me. I took the same quiz last week, and I got 2. Come on, are you kidding me? Yeah, both of those guys are just so nuts. They're so ripe for comedy. It's almost a situation where they are so ridiculous as to it's hard to be funnier than they are in real life on stage. But I think we managed to pull it off in that case.
Yeah, absolutely. Nicely done.
Thank you very much.
What else are you guys looking at? You got a very slow creep into this 2012 campaign. Most people don't really want to get in yet.
Nobody seems to want to throw their hat in the ring, do they? I mean, we're going to try something new this weekend about Newt Gingrich and the interview he gave, wherein he said that he blamed his patriotism for sleeping around.
Right.
That seems pretty ripe for comedy, but. And this business about the House and Senate cafeterias going back to non-recyclable items. Maybe have a little joke in there about, you know, green versus orange or something like that. But we'll see where we go with that.
Who knew the House cafeteria could be ripe for so much scandal? You've got the whole styrofoam cup.
If you're in the House cafeteria, you'll know what it's really all about.
Yeah, because Dennis Kucinich had the whole dental lawsuit going over the pitted versus unpitted olives going a couple months ago. That's just a scandal waiting to happen over
there. This is sort of like you can't make this stuff up. Absolutely cannot make this up.
Exactly right. Now, I understand the Capitol Steps have a CD that's about to launch. Is that right?
We're going to have a new CD out probably in about a month or so, the title of which is Desperate House Members, as far as I know. You should be available online, on iTunes, and at any of our shows, probably looking at the end of April, early May. So keep an eye out for that one.
Fantastic. You can learn more about them online at capsteps.com. And every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington, you can watch them live. Brian, always a great pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Brian Ash of the Capitol Steps. I'm Greg Corumbus.